We're tracking the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic now with Dr. Christopher Colbert, Assistant Program Director of Emergency Medicine Residency at the University of Illinois. Dr. Colbert, thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. Today, the White House issued one of its strongest warnings to those unvaccinated against the coronavirus, with President Joe Biden's COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeff Zients, saying today during a press briefing, quote, "For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourself, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm." What do you make of this response from the White House right now and this guidance? And what are you seeing right now in terms of where we may be heading in these winter months?
I think that is well stated by those officials, because we have a notable increase across the United States of admissions. And there's no coincidence in those individuals that are being admitted are those who are unvaccinated. There's a lot of conversation in reference to the at-risk community, in reference to those that are immunocompromised or in some capacity on medications that would decrease one's immune system. But in fact, the individuals that we are admitting at the highest majority are simply those individuals who are unvaccinated. As I've worked last week and this week, I'm admitting individuals who have healthy backgrounds, no diabetes, no hypertension, but they're admitted for shortness of breath and low oxygen levels, and they just haven't received the vaccine. We've seen this pattern over and over again, and I believe, and I'm very grateful for the conversation that is made, that this will be a really, really tough winter for those individuals who have not received the vaccine.
And doctor, I wonder, you know, there's so much mixed messaging that we're getting. Optimistic news, right, from South Africa that maybe these cases are a little bit milder, and news that cases may be peaking there, but we're still dealing with a surge here. And I'm wondering, how frustrating is it for people who have had two shots and a booster, and now we're hearing of, even with a booster, there are breakthrough cases that are happening. We don't know what strain, we don't know what variant it is, but it is happening. What message do it send to people who are frustrated, and those people then who are not vaccinated, who are saying, well, why should I get it? Because, you know, why should I get vaccinated? Because I'm likely to get it anyway. Maybe I just take my chances. What's your message to them?
So my message to every individual is that these vaccines are not a cure. The design of the vaccines are twofold. That's to decrease the symptoms and to decrease admissions. And by definition, these vaccines work. Now, you will have breakthrough individuals who receive the vaccine and receive the booster, and they still have symptoms that require admission and further assessment by a physician. But we anticipate that. You will always have those individuals that, even despite medication, and it's outside of even just viruses, just medication as well, that those individuals will present with those symptoms. And we expect that. But the vast majority, once again, are those individuals who have not received the vaccine. So please adhere to the recommendations. And I understand the frustration that everyone has. And that is an honest conversation that we must have in reference to the frustration and the information going back and forth. But realize that this is an evolving process. We are always collecting data, and the data shows that the vaccines work. And for those individuals who are skeptical, my recommendation as well is to communicate with your family physician. I understand if there is some significant misunderstanding with these concerns, as well as frustration, but my best recommendation is for those individuals to speak with a reliable source, to speak with your physician, to speak with any healthcare provider that can provide further insight to the benefit of the vaccine.
Dr. Colbert, you're at the University of Illinois. This week, the state of Illinois logged its highest number of COVID cases in a single day for 2021. And New York City is currently also grappling with another outbreak of the coronavirus. Is it safe for people vaccinated or unvaccinated to be gathering this holiday season?
So as recommended by the CDC and as communicated by the Dr. Fauci, that for those individuals who have received the vaccine and are fully vaccinated, to continue your daily activities within small groups within your family. So yes, it is encouraged during the holiday season for those who are vaccinated to continue to participate in regular activities, but with the understanding that it is recommended with small populations and small groups. No large groups at this time, is because we want to mitigate the really, really bad effects of this virus. And for those individuals who have not received the vaccine, to continue to wear the mask indoors, as now it is to continue to look for boosters and booster availability for those individuals who have received only the vaccine, but not received the booster as well.
Dr. Christopher Colbert is Assistant Program Director of Emergency Medicine Residency at University of Illinois, and we thank you so much for your time this afternoon.